Good morning to you. It is the 10th of December, 2018, and today we have the Pope and the Magician. There is only one source. These two side by side are quite the picture. The older Pope sits quietly in a church with his right hand raised in blessing, palm out, two fingers up. The younger Magician beside him also raises his right hand, but to an open sky and holds a wand. They both wear white robes. Both are true believers and pure in their faith. They both also wear red overgarments, telling us their actions are motivated by their faith. The old Pope wears a gold crown, and the younger Magician wears a red hoodie. The Pope is surrounded by stone walls. The Magician is surrounded by nature, green trees and leaves, white lilies and red roses. Crossed at the feet of the Pope are two large skeleton keys, one gold, one silver. Crossed on the Magician's table are a sword and a staff, as well as a pentacle and a cup, representing all the elements necessary to create anything. Now, isn't it interesting how similar they seem? The traditional solemn Pope in his heavy gold mitre holds in his left hand a tall golden staff that always looks to me like an old TV antenna. The younger Magician holds his left hand down in a yoga mudra shape, tapping into the powerful earth energy that sprouts up all the life around him. The Taurian Pope is also of the earth. They both live on earth. There's something in common already. There's no way to trivialize or understate this pair unless you're literally marrying a magician. You very well may be, but if not, and since all I see out there is how to get through and survive what's supposed to be an affirming time of year, I'll share this, which should give everyone at least a few points to agree upon. I will point out that the eternally young magician, infinity symbol floating in the open sky above him, is number one of the major arcana and the Hierophant or Pope number five. Castles and temples crumble, grow over, and vanish. Love and spirit do not. This list is from the First Spiritualist Church of San Diego. Note, I have never been there, but I'm involved in a project relating to these concepts, and in my research found this to be one of the more well-presented definitions. Declaration of Principles. This is from the Spiritualist Church. Number one, we believe in infinite intelligence. Number two, we believe that the phenomena of nature, both physical and spiritual, are expressions of infinite intelligence. Number three, we affirm that a correct understanding of such expression and living in accordance therewith constitute true religion. Number four, we affirm that the existence and personal identity of the individual continue after the change called death. Number five, we affirm that communication with the so-called dead is in fact scientifically proven by the phenomena of spiritualism. Number six, we believe that the highest morality is contained in the golden rule, whatsoever ye would that others should do unto you, do ye also unto them. I should talk like that all day. Seven, we affirm the moral responsibility of the individual and that he makes his own happiness or unhappiness as he obeys or disobeys nature's physical and spiritual laws. Oh, my goodness. I'm feeling the spirit, can you see? Or the coffee. Eight, we affirm that the doorway to reformation is never closed against any human soul here or hereafter. Nine, we affirm that the precept of prophecy contained in the Bible is a divine attribute proven through mediumship. Okay? So that's a Spiritualist Church of San Diego. That is what that is. And that should give you at least one thing to agree on, which is the golden rule, right? All right. So more on that later. Have a good day, you guys. Bye-bye.